Hi, this is Russell Martin with MinistryToYouth.com, and welcome to a short series I'm doing, a new podcast I'm doing on how to create a youth worship team. I've been a youth director for about 20 years, and one of the things that I try to do wherever I am is to create a youth-led worship team. And don't get me wrong, I love leading worship for students and adults, and I think it's one of my passions. But I think it's important to find ways to allow students to develop and use their gifts, and a youth-led worship team is one way to do that. So for the next several weeks, as part of MinistryToYouth.com, I'm going to share my thoughts on how to do this. We're going to go step by step each week, and I encourage your questions and ideas. You can leave them in the comments, in the post. You can send a tweet to Min2Youth. That's M-I-N, the number two, and youth. You can find our Ministry to Youth Facebook page, or you can email ministrytoyouth@gmail.com with your questions. And so I'm constantly asked how to start a youth band, and usually the questions come in the form of nuts and bolts. What if I don't have a drummer? How do I find musicians? What are the best songs we should play? How often should we lead? When should we record a CD? And these are all great questions. However, what I want to talk about first is what is your end game in creating a youth worship team? And how do you approach this? And you can do this one of two ways. One of the things you can do is you can put something together quickly. And this is important. Maybe you have a youth-led worship service that happens once a year. You don't have anything weekly. You don't need something all the time. But you have something that is a service or a youth rally, or for some reason you need a worship team put together. And in that case, you may pull some musicians you know, some kids you know who can play, and pull them together and say, hey, can y'all do this? And the other thing, time that you're trying to do is you're trying to maybe create something that's sustainable. Maybe you want them to play every week in worship. Maybe you want them to be something that's ongoing. And so think about what is it you're trying to accomplish when you make this, because it's going to have a difference. It'll have a difference in the songs you play. It'll make a difference in how you recruit students. It'll make a difference in your rehearsal schedule and everything. And it's kind of like this. One of the examples I like to use is baseball. And I'm from Houston. I love the Astros. I love watching baseball, and I love watching Major League Baseball. It's one of those sports that I can almost watch anybody play. Love going to the games. And one of the things that I'm fascinated by is how they put teams together. And I'm not a general manager. I'm not a manager. I don't own a team. But it seems to me from watching that there's a couple of ways that you put a team together to play baseball. And the first requires a little bit of time, but a lot of money. And basically, you go out on the free agent market and you buy one or two year contracts from the players you need. And you can get a lot of stars and possibly a good team that will play together for a year. And once that year or two is over and the contracts are up, though, yeah, that team's kind of done. Like the players move on, you have to pay a lot more to keep them. And so you had kind of a one-time shot. And that's kind of what we talked about first with the team that you play once. I mean, or the worship team that plays once. It's just kind of a group that comes together, and it's good for one shot, and you may not use them again. They may not be the same team. And that it works. Like I said, for some things, that's a good thing, and it works in some cases. But what I'm more interested in, and what I'm going to talk about during this series, is how do you create a sustainable team? How do you create something that goes on for years and replenishes itself? And I kind of liken this to a farm team. Like in baseball, if you're familiar with baseball at all, there's different levels. When a player is drafted, they're put into the farm system, and they start off maybe at single A and go to double A and triple A, and they move up. And so as they learn their skills and stuff, they move to a different team. And if you're building a team this way, you put your money and time into stocking up your farm system. The players that will be your team of the future, you give them time to mature and get better. And the benefit is you develop a pipeline of players who are constantly moving up. And when somebody gets hurt or somebody moves away, someone else can step in. Well, this is the same thing kind of with how I look at building a youth team. I'm constantly looking for who are the players, who are the people who have musical talent, who are even in elementary, who are coming up, or the students that you see that may be able to play a little bit of guitar, but have passion for it. And what are the ways that we can take those talents and gifts and utilize and begin to build a team? And what we've done and been able to do is now we have a worship team at our church that goes and has played for about 4 or 5 years. And every time a piece moves off, a piece moves in. So it allows us to have a consistent team that's playing and doing songs and learning stuff. But we're constantly adding pieces and we're constantly building. And we do that with small steps. We do that with how, the songs that we learn, the ways we learn the songs. We do that with our rehearsals. We do that with our instrumentation and how we set up the band. So over the next several weeks, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how you build a youth worship team slowly and steadily. And if you have something that you need to put something together quick for, that's great. And I would be glad to help you with that. And I'm glad to tell you how to do that. But for the purpose of this, if you are out there and you don't have a worship team yet, and you want to build that, and this is even with no skill for you. Now you won't need to find somebody who is able to help a team go along. But if you don't have musical talent and stuff, you can still develop this and still create a youth worship team that will help with your worship services and such. So I hope you'll stay with us. I hope you'll follow this. I'll try to get a post up about every week on the next step, like what's going on and what's the next thing to do. So on the next post, we're going to look at the process of beginning to build this worship team. How do you find people? How do you find musicians? And how do you start to allow them the freedom to lead? So I hope you join us. Again, send me a message in the comments. Make sure and check back to Ministry to Youth. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. We'll talk to you soon.